producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm just going to talk over this intro as we have limited time.
Big Brother.
Alex Jones here back live.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones.
One of the greatest things in my life is being able to associate with other informed, honorable people that aren't cowards. And the older I get, the more I just cannot believe how blessed I am to come from an honorable family of good people overall, and that I am not in the company or culture of backstabbing yes men and cowards. Just going to say that again here. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air with Wayne Madsen. Go ahead.
Hello. I guess I've got a question or a comment from Mr. Madsen.
Sure.
Or a question too.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. A while back, I saw this video and it showed General David Petraeus, and he was speaking to a group of people, and he made the comment, "What comes after America? North America is in the North American Union." And
yeah.
I was wondering what the status on that is.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, well, look what's going on with the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, which is going to create basically a union of Pacific Rim nations. Now there's also a North America European Trade Partnership. That's what's happening.
Yeah, it's already official. They're already following it. They're already making our governments illegitimate, and the public just doesn't know.
Absolutely, and that's it's all going to be governed by corporations. So unless you're a major stockholder, your vote on election day isn't going to really mean a beans.
Yeah, we're training and stuff, to fight, like the World War II enemy. Meanwhile, it's a corporate enemy in suits that organizes the chaos and then presides over the chaos to wreck our lives and consolidate power. Great question, Anthony. Gennaro in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Wayne. Listen, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about the audacity of the CDC director. I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I really believe that Thomas Duncan and these two nurses do not have Ebola, and this is why. I feel that this is a part of their distraction, diversion, and deflection.
It full well could be. They've been caught doing something like this before. But, I mean, there really is Ebola raging across Africa.
No, that I know. The reason I feel that way is because Robert David Steele said they would try to use a biostimulus that acts like Ebola. Here's my reasoning. Because everybody in that household for Thomas David Duncan do not have Ebola.
Yeah, why did the nurses get it but not the family? It is suspicious. Look, that's the problem with a totally lying government. You can't believe anything they say, so we don't even know. Wayne, your comments.
Well, remember that when they sent the woman to Atlanta, I believe it was Amber Vinson.
Yeah, it was.
There was a guy, everyone was wearing these hazmat suits when they were putting on their medevac plane in Dallas, except for the guy in the back who was
in charge.
Clipboard. I mean, the clipboard man has now become as infamous as the babushka lady and the guy with the umbrella on Dealey Plaza on November 22nd, 1960.
Well, that's right. And he gets out of the vehicle with him, and then he's touching the gurney and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's immune, Wayne.
I guess he's immune. So they need to find out what his blood is to try to clone it so they can come up with the vaccine because he's amazing human being if he is immune. But yeah, look, there's so much disinformation on this. And as we talked about with flu season coming on, look, I got off of a flight from Dubai, flew from Tehran to Dubai. It was Emirates Airways, went to Boston Logan. And of course, I had a wonderful reception by the ICE people. Customs, that's another story. But I was held for about an hour and given under cross examination without a lawyer. But
well, you weren't illegal. That's why.
Yeah, right. But a little over a week later, that same flight, they had the hazmat guys come on because five people were on that same plane with the signs or symptoms of Ebola. Maybe they had the flu, but we're going to probably, yeah. It's just confusion. And we got this guy Frieden who has lent to this confusion.
Well, maybe he'll ban big soft drinks. He'll save us. WayneMadsenReport.com. Thanks for all the time. Great job. And hey, let's talk soon about getting you to do some correspondent work for us. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Sounds good.
All right, great job to the crew. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I want to thank all our sponsors and, of course, you, the listeners, and the big guy above. Don't ever forget that.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He popped in with us for about 20 minutes last week. He'll be on with us for about 40 minutes today. Max Keiser is coming up to talk about Ebola, the economy, the bond market, the gold market, and what he sees coming up in the future. We'll open the phones up as well. I want to open the phones up early in this hour, something I really have a lot of trouble doing, because I like to start perseverating and basically ranting before we ever even go to your phone calls. But I do want to open the phones up specifically on what you think the next big shoe to drop is in this season of crisis, starting wars with Russia, openly funding Al-Qaeda, changing the name to confuse the public, political persecution in America, open NSA spying against Congress and the American people. What do you think the next big shoe to drop is, and what is the Ebola story distracting from? Popping in at the bottom of the hour will be InfoWars Nightly News host and also InfoWars Radio host David Knight, who's a pretty smart guy, an engineer in his own right. Headline from a story he wrote last week, is a possible Ebola cure being hidden from the public? DARPA and pharmaceutical companies spent years and millions of dollars to create a GMO imitation of a treatment they say is unproven. Less like big companies are going out and changing the molecules on fish oil and then patenting it and then charging $200 or $300 for a bottle that should be $30, and then having the FDA try to shut down people making claims about over-the-counter fish oil. And they spent, last time I checked, it was like $100 million, one big company alone, a few years ago to actually get approved modified fish oil so that they could then make claims and put it on your insurance. And it's not even as good as the natural fish oil. Then they have all these propaganda pieces. Fish oil's got mercury in it. They have systems that remove it 100%. And it simply says on the bottle, it has been treated and has been put through the systems to have zero mercury. All the high-quality brands have been mercury-free for decades. But that's not even what I'm getting into here. It's that when you study the news constantly, it is so frustrating to see the propaganda that's put out, because they had the International Business Times, that actually does some good reporting from time to time, come out and demonize David Knight and his article for the very reason, because it is so credible. David really comes out with thoughtful, investigative video reports and articles. Just like when Kurt Nemo dared say last week that Big Pharma is set to roll out at least three vaccines in the next 6 months, one of them by December, and then he linked in his article to mainstream news admitting they're coming out with the vaccine and other treatments that are set to make billions and billions and billions a week if they're adopted. And they just said, he's insane, and says that they're set to make money when there's no proof. Ha, ha, ha. He says 2 + 2 = 4. It's this childlike mind game that they play where they go, man, Alex Jones is really discredited. I used the example earlier of, remember 6 months ago, it was for a couple of weeks, it was headlines every hour in every publication you could imagine. Ted Cruz is discredited. Yeah, he did a filibuster a few months ago, and Obamacare is such a big success that Ted Cruz is in trouble. Then you'd read the article and Ted Cruz's approval rating was skyrocketing. So it's perception management. It's like saying that hamburger place has cockroaches in its patties, but really your patties have got the cockroaches. And here's a little newsflash, all the neocons and all the fake liberals and all the establishment types. There's a reason Congress has a 7% approval rating in Gallup. There's a reason the CDC, here's an article out of CBS News, has the lowest approval rating ever, public confidence in CDC nosedives, poll finds. It's because we don't have confidence in you. And you can try to kill the messenger all day. You can try to change the subject onto Alex Jones. You can even put a bullet in my head or set me up or do whatever you want. Do you understand? You can destroy my name and then destroy me physically or lock me up. I know that's how this works. But I win because I did the right thing for my family and your family who will live together in the future. And I didn't compromise, and I didn't back off, because the signal has already been sent. And you cannot stop the signal. Do you understand that? The transmission has already been sent. What does it matter militarily if there's been a transmitter sending the truth out for years, and the entire population of the area is awake and basically knows what's going on, and then you blow up the transmitter? All you do is validate it and vindicate it. And sure, you've got maybe half the public that only watches SportsCenter or sitcoms or medical drama shows and literally takes the flu shots and buys in anything and everything they're told. Those people don't count and were never going to count. They were set in front of televisions in their dirty diapers from birth and aren't even real people. They're wrecked robots. Then you've got a small minority of sociopaths, mercenaries, psychopaths, borderline personality disorder type people that work for the system and work for the government, who want to go out and persecute innocent people and who hate those of us that expose the fraud of the system. But they've got a problem because there's a giant swath of people in government and corporations that are very moral, but were just asleep and now see how corrupt things openly are, so they're waking up. Remember George W. Bush saying 8 years ago when NSA whistleblowers from AT&T and other places went public and said, listen, whole floors of our telecoms are hooked into the NSA. The NSA runs whole floors, and everything going through them is being listened to with data mining, and they are looking at the American people, and the DEA is tracking everything you do in real time, and they're creating court cases to set you up. Bush came out and said, it's ridiculous. You know, can't do a very good Bush like I can do a Clinton. You know what I'm saying? Well, come on, it's ridiculous. We don't listen to anybody's calls in America without a warrant. That's overseas calls. That's Al-Qaeda. You can pull those clips up. We played them many times. And it wasn't true. It was a lie, and now it comes out. The British Parliament's being spied on by their NSA. Congress is being spied on. The House and the Senate. The governors. The Secret Service, the FBI, the ATF, and do you know what they're being spied on? I don't want to get Wayne Madsen back on, but he's now back in the country. I know he's on a few weeks ago when Knight was filling in, but I want to get him on air as soon as possible. Because, I mean, I remember having him on like 16 years ago. I've been interviewing him since about 1998. And he was a tree that fell in the forest that nobody heard it. So did it really make a sound? Well, yes, he did. He's 10 times more intel on the NSA and how it worked and what they did and has testified to Congress and the EU Parliament and the British Parliament, you name it. But because the media ignored him, it never got any attention. We knew this from James Bamford, the former head producer of Nightline. For 20 years, he quit Nightline. He was so freaked out by what he knew and went and wrote two best-selling books about the NSA spying on everyone. And Madsen, they've all been on the show countless times. And I've had Benny on, the director of operations, and just countless other whistleblowers. And they've told you it's targeting political speech. It's being used for blackmail. It's being used to set people up. It's being used to stop members of the ATF blowing the whistle on Fast and Furious. It's being used to stop members of the FBI stopping other government agencies involved in money laundering. It's being used so that the big banks have intel on what the whole government's doing. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, under different systems, they have more access to the NSA than any government agency does. This is a corporate coup over America. Who do you think funds the gun control? The victim disarmament. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is number one in this country. Look it up. It's all federal filings. Number two is Goldman Sachs. Number three is J.P. Morgan, last time I checked. And it goes down the list. Berkshire Hathaway. And a lot of times, it's the same group giving over and over again. Who do you think is Berkshire Hathaway and Wells Fargo and Bill and Melinda Gates? That's Warren Buffett. About a third of the money in that. And you understand, these are the people that literally want us to live in 1984, that literally want to take our freedoms, that want to cut the IRS fraud investigator for billionaires and increase the investigators for blue-collar people. That's on record. To literally break the back of everyone in this country, to shut down our power plants, to shut down our factories, to break up our families, to do everything they can to totally bring this country down. And so America is having the come-to-Jesus moment where people throughout the system, the military, you name it, are saying, you know, it's really true that criminal elements of our government are funding Al-Qaeda. We're not going to be part of it. You know what? Alex Jones told the truth. Ron Paul came on this show 3 weeks ago and said, yes, we need to release the 28 pages, and it looks like there was a cover-up of 9/11. And you've got members of Congress coming out and bills introduced. See, we were right about that again. It doesn't mean there aren't radical Islamicists, and that doesn't mean they weren't involved. When the media spins it and says that I said George Bush had a plunger, like Wiley Coyote detonating it, I never said that. I said they allowed us to be attacked bare minimum and a stand down so they could radically take our liberties and freedoms. That's come out. Harvard admits fluoride is brain damaging our children and giving them cancer. Vindicated. Vindicated. Our government's laundering most of the major drug money and funding the big drug cartels. That's even in the Chicago Tribune that comes out in court. Vindicating Gary Webb, who they killed. Vindicated. Vindicated. So the good news is we're being vindicated. But when they sit back there and point their finger at us and laugh at us for saying 2 plus 2 equals 4, remember, that's all they've got is a desperate mind game of a magician.
Your house is dark. Vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
David Knight's going to be popping in coming up in the next segment to talk about his article from last week that's being demonized by establishment media. Is a possible Ebola cure being hidden from the public? We're going to talk about it coming up in the next segment, demonized by the International Business Times. And this is just such a reasonable article that he wrote. Bibliograph, linking to all the proof. just so well researched, and so they attack it. So I think David should do another video report on this as well, and we should feature it since it upsets the establishment so much. Boy, every time we talk about Big Pharma obviously trying to profit from this with dangerous experimental vaccines, they just say, there's no such thing. Well, I want to tell the listeners something that Google and Microsoft and the NSA and DARPA and IBM and all these public-private partnerships already know. And I don't say this to brag about it. I say it because I can feel the palpable electrical crack of attention and fortune and danger. And the fortune we seek is liberty and the survival and expansion and development of the species. Goodwill, trailblazing, strength and honor, all the things that are under attack. It doesn't mean we're perfect, but we know what we love. We know what we worship. We know what we support. He's the good God, not the bad God. You can say you don't believe in God. Okay, whatever. I don't want to dumb people down. I don't want to enslave people. I want to try to tell the truth and be honorable. And I don't choose my reality. I really try to discover what real reality is, the mysteries of the universe. Life is so fantastical, so amazing. I hate having to spend my time focused on the globalists, which are only one small part of the universe, but they're right here sitting on top of us on this planet. I just cry sometimes. I get tears in my eyes when I see just all the wonders of the world and all the experiences and just the feel of nature. Especially in the fall and the spring, it's just so wonderful. And then you juxtapose that, the innocence of children, the beauty of the clouds and the sky, the stars, all of it, to the evil of the system and the fraud that it is, just reject it. But before I get into the news and take your calls, I wanted just to make this little announcement to everybody. And I do this occasionally. Exponentially, whether I am in the South, the East, the West, or in England, or in Central America, or I talk to people that have gone all over the world and I get the feedback from all over the planet, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones, yours truly, and my entire team are beyond rock star level popular in huge pockets all over the world. Not with the crowds that follow the Kardashians, or the crowds that religiously only follow ESPN. I'm not saying you're bad if you like ESPN or the Kardashians. You know what I mean. It's that people only care about stuff like that. The liberty movement is exploding worldwide, and the feedback I get. I mean, I went to Main Event with my children and some friends and their children a few weekends ago to bowl. It's a big bowling video game place. And almost everyone I walked by shook my hand and was a listener. Almost everyone. And guys in football jerseys who were there bowling. So I shouldn't criticize football fans, but obviously that person's a listener. Football isn't their, you know, the only thing they're into. They're more balanced, is my point. Literally, almost everyone. To the point of I couldn't bowl. I couldn't play air hockey with the kids. I couldn't rock climb. They have indoor rock climbing. I was just shaking hands the whole time. And they weren't just people that kind of knew who I was and had seen a video here or there. They were hardcore listeners. Same thing with military, police, you name it. The system knows we are gigantic. Our footprint of InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is only like the little rock in the pond, as I've said many times. We're only the rock as it hits the water, but the ripples are gigantic. And the ripples of what you do with a YouTube channel or a local radio show are giant as well. And when you do the right thing, those ripples go on forever. And that's why the system is coming out against us. It's why they're demonizing us. It's why they're trying to assassinate my character. And I feel that they'll be coming after me very, very soon. And that's okay. That's what I've, this is what the whole point of this is, to go up, head up against the New World Order and be an example against them. Doesn't matter if we don't make every step right or We're not Pharisees here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about the speck in other people's eyes. We're in the arena going as hard as we can and asking God for providence. And I think we'll go through the storm. But we're still in the storm, and I can see the blue sky through the lightning on the other side. And all of us can make it out of this together. But liberty is popular. You are not alone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, and the rest of the great crew. There's so many reporters and crew hosting the news. Why, Darren McBreen hosts the news, and we've got John Bound doing reports, and we've got Rob Dew, the news director, hosting the news, and myself hosting it quite a bit, are doing special reports. Folks can find out more at prisonplanet.tv. I don't believe there's any true silver bullet or magic cure to Ebola. I've looked into it. There are treatments, a whole bunch of them, that are medical treatments that clearly go from 90% dying to 10% dying. I mean, that's the numbers we've got here. David Knight has written about it. And so these aren't treatments we're selling. These aren't things we even have. This would be the medical system. It's just they're not centralized by Monsanto or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. to be one new vaccine or one new drug they roll out that makes $100 billion literally worldwide. More virologists have come out over the weekend and said clearly it's mutated. Now they're saying it doesn't just last 70 days in the testicles of men and sperm. Now they're saying they're finding people that it's lasting 41 days in. In fact, guys, I forgot to IM you that or email that this morning in the news list. I think it was Reuters or something, but the headline was Ebola can live 41 days in some people, I think was the headline. They're now finding it's not 21, now it's 41. Folks, the flu, you're contagious for a week. Sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. Colds, a few days. This is horrible. This is where people just walk around with Ebola for 70 days or 41 days. That's why it's so bad. It kills 70% of people. That's when you get medical care. If you don't, it's like 90. So it is a crisis because they're not even doing things to stop it. Now, that separately, people in the office said, man, you got a tan. Yeah, I've been going out and getting as much fall sun as I can, taking my kids out to the local community pool, Barton Springs, you know, it's still warm down here in Texas, because it's when that vitamin D and stuff runs out in the deep of winter, 3 months after no sun, that everybody gets deathly ill. So sunlight, vitamin D, vitamin B12 is what I'm doing. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. It's not a total silver bullet, though it's called silver bullet. That's the name before all this, of our colloidal silver. I'm taking that. InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm just doing that to bolster my body's natural defenses. That's the number one thing. You never hear anything in mainstream media about how to prevent Ebola or how to boost your immune system so you don't catch it to begin with. Just like it's always, we're going to beat breast cancer. We're going to find a way to cure it. Well, they know the giant rise in it, it's admitted, is from the estrogen-based tumors. That's over 80% of the breast cancer, almost all the 3,000% increase in the United States, England, and other places we've seen since the 40s. Breast cancer was rare in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Glyphosate in the water grows breast cancer and other cancers in male and female sexual tissues, like the prostate. Prostate cancer, off the chart. And boy, if you're black and you drink glyphosates, kiss your butt goodbye, because it kills white people, Asians, and Hispanics bad. You might as well just stick a fork in yourself if you're black and you're drinking glyphosate. Now, you can look up that number. Look up blacks and glyphosate, or blacks and estrogen mimickers, or black males have double the prostate cancer. Double. There's an example right there. They're not telling anyone any of this information. So purified water, that's what I'm personally doing. Consult your own physician. But they don't even teach physicians about nutrition. They don't teach them about sunlight. Cass Sunstein, 6 years ago when he first got into power, as the regulations are, wrote public manuals on how to infiltrate alternative media, how to cause infighting. And he also said, we need to start with trying to ban people saying sunlight's good for you. Folks, you will die without sunlight. Too much of it will also kill you. So, but it's kind of like rocking a hard place. You need it, but it also does end up killing you. But it'll kill you faster if you don't have it. That's why white people are white, because they came from north of the equator where there was a little bit of sun, and if you didn't get it, you'd die. Black people come from the equator. They don't need too much sun, so their skin blocks it. But if you're black and you don't get sunlight, it's even worse than if you're white and don't get it. Look it up. This is what it's all based on. And more medical doctors know all this. I don't mean to go off on a jag here about Ebola and the fact that they don't want people to know some of the basic stuff that bolsters your own immune system. Common sense things. Well, the great part about it is these are, In my view and what I've experienced, life-changing products. You've heard the callers what it's done. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Oxy Powder. It flushes out your intestines like no other cleanser you've ever seen. All those harsh herbal ones and things I've tried, they certainly do something, but nothing like this, and this is very comfortable. I mean, just try it out, Oxy Powder. That's what Dr. Group says is absolutely essential. 70% of the immune system in the stomach and guts. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase makes the transmission possible as well. Now, here's an article on the reason David Knight's in studio with us. Ebola hysteria. Two old conspiracies get new life as deadly virus dominates news cycle. And in this International Business Times article, they criticize major papers in Africa because, you know, they're not allowed to have their own papers over there. You know, they're just Africans. What do they know? You know, it's kind of that soft racism from the controlled media and left. Oh, they've got top virologists and people, by the way, in those news articles they link to saying they believe it's a bioweapon. And we have an article on that in the video we're going to play in a few minutes. And so they demonize the idea that it's a plan to give us vaccines to reduce population. And then they move along. After demonizing that HIV and Ebola were created by the U.S. as a biological weapon, to say that it's an attack on Obama. And it says InfoWars.com, a popular website for these types of stories, is also perpetuating the theory the government and pharmaceutical companies are conspiring to find a way to maximize profitability. Oh, no, they would never do that. Namely, by suppressing a less costly cure to promote their more profitable genetically modified cure. Well, David Knight in his article last week that they linked to and demonized says is a possible Ebola cure being hidden from the public. And then he points out that they took a well-known treatment that isn't really a cure but has a huge success rate. Because a cure has to do it all the time, not a treatment, okay? Like they got treatments for heart attacks. Doesn't mean it's a cure for heart disease. It's a treatment. And it can sometimes help you. And I wanted David not to talk about this. So if this promising treatment isn't good, why are they trying to create one they can make money off of by making it synthetic, making it artificial? See, by changing it like fish oil, changing the molecule, they can then charge you $300 to make you get a prescription. And then under the UN Agenda 21 UNESCO treaty and Codex Alimentarius, run by the big corporations, that can literally ban vitamin C and fish oil, as they're doing in Europe, are lowering the allowance where you pay 100 euros for a little bottle of vitamin C, and the caplets are so weak they do nothing for you. See, they just lower the allowance more and more at Codex Alimentarius until it just does nothing. That's the real thing that's happening. They've already lowered vitamin C something like 10 times what it was back in the 50s. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. So, David, I wanted you to be able to respond to this. They demonized Kurt saying they want to profit from it and saying vaccines are coming out. They do have vaccines coming out. But your story is separate from just the vaccines. We're talking about things that are very promising as treatments that they're trying to synthetically create while blocking the one that's available right now. Big Pharma's famous for this, but they point their finger at you as if they're Moses on the mountain and say, David Knight, he's not allowed to write an article. Only International Business Times has credibility because they said so. David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, there's a fundamental contradiction at the bottom of this as to why I wrote the article in the first place. They're telling people, and we saw these stories, we covered it on the nightly news back in the middle of September, the fact that there's this large black market in blood of Ebola survivors, because that's what people were putting a lot of confidence in. And we've seen Dr. Kent Brantley, who was the very first doctor to be brought back to Emory University outside of the CDC.
The people surviving got it.
Yes.
Duncan up in Dallas didn't get it.
That's right. He got, and his relatives complained about that. They said, you didn't give him any convalescent serum. You didn't give him a blood transfusion. Actually, you know, like, as you said, it's not necessarily a cure. They've had very good results with this, and they've had some tests with it.
The cure is 100%, but it's a powerful treatment.
That's right.
But I mean, it does cure some people, I guess you could say.
Exactly. They did a study back in the 1995 outbreak with just 8 patients, and that's a very, very small population to try to prove that something is effective. But they did they've given these dosages of ZMapp to only 7 patients, and you see the mainstream media touting it as a miracle cure. And then you see the Gates Foundation and the Wellcome Trust pouring millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions into this to try to mass produce it. You got all these biopharmaceutical companies as well as agricultural pharmaceutical companies gearing up to do this. And you have to look at this and say, why is this a miracle cure when the natural one is unproven? And they'll have to look at it someday in the future. That's what the WHO can keep saying. They say, well, it looks like it might be promising, but, you know, we really haven't run any tests on this, and so we really can't pursue that. All they would have to do if they wanted to pursue this treatment would be to cheaply set up a donor registry of blood types so people get the right blood type and then screen it for disease. But they won't.
Well, we know Africa is already having massive success with it in the Ebola camps. Yeah. So they already know. That's why, as you said, in the last decade, they produced a synthetic one.
And that's the key. Look at how ZMAP works. ZMAP works exactly like convalescent serum has worked for the last 125 years. They had a German scientist win a Nobel Prize for this back in 1901. The idea is similar to a vaccine, except that a vaccine is supposed to give you preventive immunity. This gives you a passive immunity. In other words, when you're already sick with something, they take antibodies, not the disease, but antibodies from somebody who's recovered, and they inject that into the patient.
It's really a true vaccine because you're getting real living vaccine, a body created live and putting it in. I mean, that's amazing for the T lymphocyte white blood cells to pick it up and get marching orders.
Right. Real human antibodies from somebody who survived to give your immune system a boost, because you're not, it's not going to cure you, but it would give your immune system a boost, give it a little bit of a head start on this. So that's the idea behind it. They've used it to treat diphtheria. They've used it to treat measles. They've used it to treat tetanus, a whole wide range of things. Even in the SARS outbreak, you had a Hong Kong scientist.
But this is something they can't centralize like vitamins and minerals, so they're not going to let it be developed.
Exactly. So what they're doing with ZMAP is they're essentially mimicking that, but using a patented, artificial, genetically modified, and a transgenic genetically modified process to do this. In other words, instead of injecting human antibodies, they give Ebola to a mouse, and when the mouse produces antibodies, they genetically modify those antibodies, and then they grow those antibodies in genetically modified tobacco plants, okay? Or they're now talking about growing it in animals, so they can mass produce it using the...
Here's the problem, though, and even Forbes gets into it. But the problem is that this thing's mutated 300 plus times in the last 6 months. With human blood, you can always get the latest and synthesize something out of that that is catching the latest bad mutation. This won't work with Big Pharma. The turnaround with the mice and the tobacco is months.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
But it's also... It underscores the fact that this truly is about making profits for them, because it wasn't about just making profits for them. They could take human antibodies and they could try to reproduce those human antibodies in a plant. But instead, they start with a genetically modified mouse antibody. Why? Because they can patent that. They can patent something that they took from somebody else.
The Supreme Court's been striking down, which they already tried, saying they can own human DNA, so now they're doing the mouse.
So they're going to take this very long approach. And here's the other thing that worries me about this, Alex.
That's because the mice are patented, too.
Yes.
They have their special.
Right. They want to mass produce this, make sure they've got all the licensing agreements set up for this. Oh, of course not. They're not worried about profits, right? This is just their tax write-off for the
year. Clearly a talking point went out, David Knight, because I've seen, let me not exaggerate, I hardly even follow it, but I get Google alerts when the news... Probably five articles a day saying we're horrible for saying they want profits.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a six or seven other articles a day saying we're insane. I mean, people can say I'm bombastic. I'm sometimes a rabble rouser or whatever. And that's entertaining and folks like it. But I'm a real person. But I have all these other serious reporters here as well as we try to get more serious and more focused. And they attack you guys even more because it is the credibility they don't like.
If it wasn't about the money, why are they waiting for months to get this ramped up into production before they start introducing it to people when they could cheaply do it right now with a donor registry? They want to sell this, and I believe they want it to get larger. I believe that they want it to get beyond Africa.
Oh, clearly.
Africa doesn't have the money to pay for expensive treatments or for vaccines or whatever. They want it to get into the West. They can get the resources of Africa if this thing gets out of hand, but they want to get the West forced to take some kind of a vaccine that's going to make them a lot of money. But the bottom line is, why would they imitate something that they say is unproven? And we know that it's proven because they've used it for 125 years successfully. And it's just a treatment. It's like when they're vomiting and have massive loss of bodily fluids with diarrhea, they need to be rehydrated. They need to keep their electrolytes in balance. If you don't give that to somebody, they're going to die. And so they say, well, we don't really know if that's effective by itself because, of course, it was combined with this.
Yeah, they're withholding treatment from people in Africa claiming they're looking for a miracle drug. David, they don't like this. I want you to really do a big report on this video and text for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to come in and co-host on Wednesday and really spend an hour on this.
Okay.
Maybe get some medical doctors on as well, because they're scared of us covering this. So we better stay on it. If they're trying to shut us up, we're not going to be intimidated by them. We're going to continue to focus in on things that are curing some people, like blood transfusions, that they don't want the public to know about. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you.
One other point, we're going to come back and play this clip, David. They also, in this article out of International Business Times, demonize one of the biggest papers in Africa for having an epidemiologist and virologist, two different ones being interviewed, saying they believe it's been souped up in a bioweapon lab. And then that article that they even link to links back to the huge trials that they had in Europe, at the EU, and in South Africa, where they admitted a secret bioweapon program between Israel, the U.S., and South Africa, where they used South Africa to produce basically a vaccine that sterilizes African women by having them create an autoimmune response to sperm. Now, this all came out and was admitted. This is why you have African Nobel Prize winners, African presidents, and African virologists coming out and saying, this looks like it's been souped up. The West has labs here. We think something's going on. Well, they have to be crazy not to think that, because of the history of it, David.
Oh, yeah. You had situations, of course, everybody knows, the Tuskegee Institute, where they experimented back in the 1930s on black people.
Right through to the 70s.
Right. And what happened to that scientist who was head of that study? Well, they had a medical historian realize that after that Tuskegee study, they had a doctor who went down to Guatemala, and with the approval of the American government,
get it there.
And with the Guatemalan government, they did experiments on people down there without their full consent. The first story that I did, actually started even before I got here, was about the EPA doing medical experiments on people in North Carolina.
With lethal gases.
Exactly. What they had said were lethal levels.
All right, we're going to come back. Thank you, David Knight. Great job. Wednesday, I want to hit him hard. Yes. So you got 2 days to work on this. Great job. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're drawing flak. We're over the target. When we come back, secret project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa. It's all confirmed.
Oh! The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles on me.
Coming up, I'll give out the toll-free number and give you the latest on our push to get people to go on strike. The mainstream media won't report on it. We're getting a lot of emails and intel, folks staying home to lobby Congress and the media to stop West African flights, to point out that borders do matter and do something. The White House deleted our petition to stop Ebola. That's up on Infowars.com. Claimed it violated terms of service, though it didn't. I mean, we know they don't follow the petitions, but they're bully pulpits, so that's why we use them. Kit Daniels wrote about that last night. I had him repost it to the top of Infowars.com. But the article in question is by Dan Taylor on Infowars.com. Excellent article. Secret Project created weaponized Ebola in South Africa in the 1980s. And this clip is from BBC News. Just like we have PBS with the weaponized Ebola here going airborne from 1990. And, of course, all the top virologists are saying it appears that this strain is beginning to go airborne. And there is a top scientist, very famous, operating out of South Africa during the apartheid era, Dr. Wouter Bassin. Launched a secret bioweapons project called Project Coast. It's very famous for the informed, totally unknown to the unwashed sports fans out there. And the U.S., Israel, a bunch of others, Germany, they couldn't produce race-specific weapons in their countries. So they had South Africa do it. And because most Arabs do have African blood in them, they modified the one he was developing as a vaccine that would basically make the body attack sperm, a woman's body. And this is clearly already in use. But he was also producing weaponized Ebola. But how dare those Africans that are constantly being tortured, constantly being attacked, constantly being tested on first. But you won't hear that from Jesse Jackson. He'll just tell you how there's racist white people all day running around. No, the average white person is not running around racist, okay? They're a bunch of bleeding heart twits that'll turn their guns in if they're told to because they don't want to be called racist. But the people running it at the UN level, you better believe they want to kill black people. And they want to sterilize them. And all this stuff that gets tested on them gets ended up used on everybody. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Barry was a wonderful fellow. Mad as a hatter. He used to rock up in South Africa having flown intercontinental flights with a trousers pocket full of goodies in sealed vials that he claimed were new and wonderful organisms and could do the most wonderful things on Earth.
Larry Ford had mutated cholera, typhoid, anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, and had also come up with germs that he called Kaffir-killing germs. Kaffir, as you may know, in Afrikaans, is the equivalent of the N-word. So these were germs that were specifically engineered to kill only black people.
In other words, an ethnic biological weapon. Had Project Coast really gone this far?
From the beginning, this idea of can we find a way to control the size of the black population was considered one of the most important areas of research. It got even more important over time as the size of the black population and the seriousness of the uprisings increased. So that's one reason why they got into genetic modification research, into is there a way to have contraceptives that could somehow basically sterilize blacks without them knowing it.
All right.
And kind of
the whole clip's 8 minutes long. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Oh, but the International Business Times made fun of me. Don't do that. I'm going to fall down and cry. Oh, I'm so scared.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The X-
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.